I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Jesper de Jong.
I'm Henry Laxa.
I am Francisco Cerundolo.
And you're listening to the Games of Love podcast.
Ah, bonjour, tennis fans. Here we are. It's the French Open. Draw reaction. Is it going to be the men's? Is it going to be the women's? We don't know which one's coming first, but I'm told it's most likely going to be the men's. If that does happen to change, then don't worry. We'll take through the women's on this one and then the men's on the next one. We'll jump over to the other stream and I'll do a little bit of tip-tapping on the keyboard and change over the thumbnails and the names of the videos. But great to have you guys in. I'm excited for this one. Come on. Feels like I've been waiting an age for Roland Garros to finally hit. We got Lexi in. We've got Jean in. We've got Edgar saying, I'm Dennis Kudla. Well, that's good to know. Hopefully he's in the draw, mate. If not, just enjoy watching it, isn't it? Who else have we got in? We got Kathy in. Come on, it's all the crew. All the crew are here. That's what I like to hear. And we've got JG in. How are you doing? He'll be here soon. There's no actual draw on yet, but doesn't matter, does it? I'll just sit here and I'll chat to you while we're waiting. All we've got at the moment is just some guy just chatting. Chat. Just get on with it. That's all we're going to say. I thought I delayed it long enough. We got the compliment king. So cheers, Ben. Where you been? There's not really been much tennis going on that we were going to report on this week. Done a few news clips, got back to reality after Zagreb. And, it's just been like one of those weeks at work, let's say, because I had a week off. Now I've had to catch up. Just been trying to do a bit of housekeeping, do everything this week so the next 2 weeks are in good place to have a fantastic Roland Garros. And I see the men's trophy happens to be sat on the table, which is what we want to see, because if it's the men's trophy on there first, that means the men must be coming first. Have we predicted something correctly here on GTL? And if we have, then can we get some more predictions right in this actual draw preview that's going to be coming up very, very soon? It's got eagerly anticipated one. Eager. Maybe there's a clue there. But yeah. Sorry, I can't understand most of the what they're saying. It's mostly in French. But and plus, I can't have the sound up too loud because otherwise it's just going to just sends you off into another realm if you try speaking while somebody else is speaking in your ear. It's an absolute nightmare. Right, Gary's in. How you doing, Gary? Good to have you in, buddy. Said, I'm here, Ben. You missed me? Of course, mate. Missed you all so much. God, how could I not? I mean, this is Roland Garros now. I'm glad you're all here for it. They seem to just be swapping from French guy to French guy at the moment. They all want to have a word. They're not just going to put it up on the screen and take us through who's going to be playing who. I could take you through maybe some qualifiers that were going on today because there were some interesting qualification matches. Some people I liked crashed out. Some people I liked went through as well. We've had, unfortunately, Italian Giannesi out to Offner. We had Nuno Borges going through against Piros. We had Rodriguez Taverna knocking out Kuzmanov, the Bulgarian. Jason Kubler going through against Souza. Zepieri against Quenin. And that's not Kenin. And we've got Borna Gojo through against Londero. Agamemnon is out against Kolar. And Zabata Morales in probably the tie of the day against Luca Nardi knocked out the young Italian. I was a bit disappointed with that. I thought that one was a real cracking matchup, but Zabata Morales just has the experience on him. I'm not sure how I'm going to do this draw. I think what I'm probably going to do is try and like share a bit of screenage with you. And then as and when, I don't think I can share the actual draw, but as and when I see it, I'm going to try and screenshot it and then just whack it on the screen for you as soon as I possibly can. Okay, so it's starting to pop up on the screen. So they've got Nishioka is going to, well, is in that number two spot. Looks like that's he'd be playing. I'm not sure how they're doing this. It's a bit bizarre, to be honest. I'll try and show you as we go anyway, and then at least this way everybody can sort of see what I'm seeing. So just to give you a little idea, I will share this screen and then I can just update it as and when. So this is what they're sort of doing. They're sort of just filling these out down here. How do I do it so that you can see as much as possible? Yeah, so as you can see, they're sort of going down, filling them all out. Let's just have a quick look down here. I'll try and give you some. And as you can see there, we got one interesting matchup there to start us off. We got Borna Coric versus Carlos Taberna there. That's quite an interesting early matchup. Chris O'Connell, friend of the pod, a guy I actually spoke to over in Zagreb. He's up against Aljaz Bedeni, not the worst one. Coria versus Molkan there as well. And Poprin Fanini. It's an interesting first one there. Right, let's go on, see what is going to keep coming through. Right, let's have a look. We got Dusan Lajovic versus Sebastian Baez. What a cracker that one is for a first round match. And we got Kamil Majlaczak versus Brandon Nakashima. We got Taro Daniel against Gregoire Barrère. Who else have we got? I'll keep trying to. I'm going to fill up my computer with screenshots, but don't worry. There we go. Keep on going down. Look at this. We got a qualifier versus Michael Moe. We've got Gignard, the Frenchman. He's in there. And we've got qualify versus Dennis Kudla. There you go. We had Dennis Kudla in the live chat. We got Hugo Delian versus Dominic Thiem. Dominic Thiem against Hugo Delian. Not the easiest first round matchup. That one is a clay court specialist, Hugo Delian. So I wouldn't really like that if I was Dominic Thiem. Right, we got the next page coming up now. They are coming thick and fast. And here we go. We've got Emil. Let me hear Cyrus of Reyes up against Ugo Umber. We've got Joao Souza up against the qualifier there. Peter Gjofczyk, not seeing who they're playing. Bonzi in there. Lehechka Goffan. What a matchup that is. The young Czech versus the wily veteran from Belgium who's back on form, as we all know. All right, I'll try and catch this before it goes to the next page. Right, they're flying through. Here we go. So this is all of them going down. As you can see here, Francisco Cerundolo's down there. He hasn't got an opponent yet. Laxinen, a friend of the pod. He's up against Pedro Martinez. We got Andujar Cecinato. That should be an interesting match of two clay quarters. We got James Duckworth versus Mikhail Ema there. And then Lucas Puy. Just filling up another Frenchman. Joe Wilfred Tsonga there at the top of that little section. Right, here we go. On to the next one. We got Kwon Soon Woo. He's up at the top. We got Delbonis Manarino. I'd fancy Delbonis probably there. Benoit Paire. Come on. He's up against Ilya Ivashka in the first round. Not an easy one there. Mackenzie McDonald gets a qualifier. We got Oscar Otte versus Kobias Boehner there as well. That's an interesting one. And we've got hang on. They're just starting to add on some last people onto this. Okay, so I think we got the last few people. There we go. Oh, okay, I'm sharing my wrong screen. There we go. There we go. So now they're going to put the seeds into it. Apologies with that. I'm just seeing this mess of a screen that I have going on here with so many windows open. Right, so now what are they going to do now? It's going to be, who's coming up? They've just invited someone up onto the stage. Didn't catch his name because I'm talking too much. Right, so we got Lexi saying, this is so much fun. Ooh, team got trouble. Zach in, how are you doing, Zach? JG saying, the Roos, when are the big dogs coming up? They're coming up next. They're going to fill in all the gaps, of course. Right, let me just get rid of some of these because we know we don't need like the in-betweeners. Not the TV program before anyone says anything. Right, so we've got sort of like these sections are the sections that I've got. Sorry, I missed off the last little bit there. They were too quick. But yeah, we can see where they could squeeze in the draw here. obviously, I think we know where some people are going to be in the draw, but we don't know where they're all going to be. We got Susan in saying, love you, Ben. Right back at you. Great to have you in. Alex condemning the Brits. And we're after Wimbledon banned the Russians. Right. So we got Jamie in saying that Rafa Nadal, the king of clay. Let's see which side of the draw all of these people or the big guns are going to be on. Who is going to be on which side? Where is Rafa going to be in the draw? We just don't know. Come on, tell us. Put us out of our misery. Right. Oh, he's going off on one. Don't know what he's saying right now. He said a lot of stuff in French. So if only my friend Dylan was here to translate. Oh, Novak Djokovic. What a shock. He's first. Daniel Medvedev, what a shock. He's at the other end of the draw. And this is where it starts to get interesting. Number three, Zverev goes in against the qualifier first round. Number four, Stefanos Tsitsipas, where is he going? Come on. Come on. Stop teasing us. Oh, he's up against Lorenzo Musetti first round. Oh, my word. What a round. That is incredible. Terrible draw there for Stefanos. Rafael Nadal, he's out of the hat. Who's he up against in the first round? It's Jordan Thompson, a guy I've just watched literally last week in Zagreb. He didn't have a too good a match over there. Probably a good draw that for Rafa. Casper Ruud has Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the first round. Oh, I missed that one. Right, we're going to have another one now. There we go. Oh, no, that's not sharing anything. Right, let me just get that again. This is Andre Rublev. He's playing Sun Woon Kwon in the first round there. Interesting. Could be a potential second round matchup against Del Bonis there by the early looks of it. Next one, number nine. This is Felix Auger-Aliassime. Where is he going to be slotting into this draw? And he's up against a qualifier there, Felix. So we've got Cam Norrie. He's up against Gignard, the Frenchman. And now we've got Hubi Hurkacz. And now we've got Yannick Sinner just signed a big deal with Nike. He's up against a qualifier in the first round as well. I'd be happy with that. Who's next? Seems to be going so quick. And there they're going. Number 15. Diego Schwartzman, danger man when it comes to the clay courts. He's got a another qualifier in his first round matchup. Taylor Fritz next out the hat. Where is he going to be going? Oh, this is Denis Shapovalov. And he's up against Holger Rune. What a matchup. First round matchup. Holger Rune, Denis Shapovalov. Kalenio Buster has drawn a Frenchman. That is not the best, but I'm thinking he can get past Gilles Simon. Who's this one? Oh, they're taking their time. Oh, they're just putting some more in now. Oh, put some more in. Who's this one? Number 18. Where's it going? Oh, Grigor Dimitrov. And Grigor Dimitrov is playing Marcus Giron. Riley Opelka is going in first round against Filip Krajinovic. Number 23, that is John Isner up against another Frenchman, Quentin Hales. Karen Khachanov gets a qualifier in his first round match. Francis Tiafoe, the Tiafoe button. when he's up against another Frenchman, Benjamin Bonzi, in that first round. We've got Hugo Gaston versus Alex de Minaur. That one will be a cracker. Hugo Gaston famously does so well there in Paris. Now we've got Basilashvili versus Maxime Crezy there as well. We got Attila Balazs. He's up against Marin Cilic here in the first round. Attila Balazs just coming back onto the tour after spending some time on the sidelines. We've not got many left now. Yeah, sorry, I will go back. I'm just sort of changing the screen as and when they draw, put the next people in the draw. So number Jenson Brooksby, he's up against Pablo Cuevas. There we go. As you see there, he slots into the draw. And number 25. Oh, this is an interesting one. Alejandro Davidovich Fokina versus Talon Griekspoor, as you can see here, 39 and 40. Number 27 here. Sebastian Korda. Sebastian Korda will be up against John Millman, it looks like, in the first round. Number 29 here. Dan Evans is up against Francisco Cerundolo. Tommy Paul will play Christian Garin. And number 28 is Miamir Kecmanovic. He's up against Thomas Martin Echeverri. Oh, my word. Is that it? Are we done? I feel like it's too much for my head to take. Oh, it says we have a surprise for you. Right. Well, they said they're just going to have a break for a couple of minutes. Let me just try and run through, because just trying to cover it as and when they are doing it makes it very, very tricky. So I was hoping they might just ping up the draws one by one. Let me see if I can just pull the actual draws out, but I was going to say, I'm going to have to get rid of some of these older ones here. Just bear with me a second. Ranch saying, having a break to rig the draw. Right. And let me see if I can piece this together using all of these ridiculous screenshots that I've just done. Right. So this one, these two are pretty much full. So I should be able to get a good picture, really, from these. Yeah. So, okay, I can get rid of you. Okay. So this is pretty much the first one. I'm just missing one person off there. If you want to help me fill it in, be my guest. So I think that's pretty much it, isn't it? 65 to 96. Move that to there. Yeah, 97 to 128. Right, 33 to 64. And yeah, so I'm just missing one. How did I miss that one person? Who was in number 25? Answers in the live chat right this second. I want to know. Tell me who it was, because I don't know who it was. It's gone. Right, I'm going to get rid of all these other ones, though. And then we can start working out the routes. Apologies if it's a bit disorientating, but here we go. We are finally there. And I can zoom it a little bit now. It was a little bit disorientating for a while there, and I do apologize. I'm doing my best, just giving us a little bit of a look. But let's try and take a look through each of these. Obviously, Casper Ruud. Tsitsipas in this same quarter. That's quite an interesting one. We got Denis Shapovalov in this same one. Holger Rune, potential, I don't know, surprise package, some might say. Who else we got in there? Quite an interesting Musetti. If he plays well, who knows here? There we go. Let's just zoom in on this one as well. Let's have a little look here. So in Medvedev section, so the Russian section, it looks like we've got Rublev at the top, Medvedev at the bottom. I'm missing 1-2-1 as well. Maybe they'll give us that one as well. Not sure who that is now. Tell me if you know who number 1-2-1 is, and then maybe we can just add that one in. Frustrating. But I think they're going to have the women's one coming up next. So let's just have a look. We've got Edgar saying this is an open draw on the bottom half. Vance saying Med bribed the organizers. South Nicosia saying a nasty first half. Well, let's go and look at the first half. We have got Djokovic. He's in the same quarter as Rafael Nadal. That's probably the biggest news of the whole entire, draw. Just in the same quarter. What a nightmare that one is for probably Rafael Nadal. I'd say if he meets him in the final, tends to do better. Meets him before the final, not so well. JG saying he sent me some tweets. Where are you, JG? Come on, get your ass in here. This is a two-man show. Right, okay. Let's just have a look to see what we've got on the Twitter front. So projected, quarterfinals based upon seedings. Here we go. So we've got here Djokovic, Nadal, Zverev, Alcaraz, and Ruud Tsitsipas. Yeah, I think Alcaraz is one of the ones I'd missed from the draw. Terrible. I couldn't see it. It was going so fast. Well, we got SSBB saying Rafa already out. Van der Zanschlup, thank you, Stick Gamer. Appreciate that. So, terrible draw, says JG. Well, yeah, terrible draw for Rafa Nadal, it would seem. But I don't think any draw is going to be easy for him if he's struggling to get around the court. That's for sure. Right, let's just have a look at some of these. I think we've got some other tweets in here. See what other bits and pieces. And we got the Djokovic likely route to the final. This one, none other than Pavi G. Always reliable when it comes to Djokovic updates. Saying Nishioka, Molkan, Cuevas, Schwartzman, Nadal, Alcaraz, Tsitsipas. Doesn't sound the worst. He already did the Tsitsipas run in the final last year. Sure, you wouldn't mind to have another crack to try and get it done a bit more convincingly than he did. I haven't even asked anybody if you are joining. Please whack a like on the video. I mean, it's just been a bit too mad doing one of these. I think it's the first one we've ever done fully live on the draw and trying to ping them all in. So it's difficult to negotiate all of the other bits. So that's quite interesting, though. Djokovic looking like he'll be happy with that. They're speaking to him at the moment. He's saying, yeah, easy. Totally easy. Can't see it going any other way than me winning the whole thing again, really. Here we go. So we've got all of the final updated bits and pieces here from, what's his face? Jose Morgado. So we can look at all of these. This is much easier. Easier way to digest it, isn't it? So here we go. In this little section, Van der Zanschlup there, as you kindly said, Stick Gamer. Right, let's have a little look. Moving across. So Alcaraz there, number 64. His potential route, he potentially could have, it's not the easiest, I have to say. You got Ramos in there, Kokkinakis, you got Korda. I think that's the one that you'll want to avoid more than anybody. You'll probably hope if Korda goes out before that, that would be really help him out. But I'm sure everyone would love to see another Korda Alcaraz matchup, because Korda did famously beat him, obviously, in that matchup in Monte Carlo. Zverev, not the worst draw, I have to say. Up until you potentially maybe meet Alcaraz, I think he looks all right. And I don't know what the tennis gods are doing to Sasha Zverev, but they seem to be rewarding him for his misdemeanors. Casper Ruud, I quite like this section. I think this is obviously the Djokovic and Nadal is exciting. This one for a clay court perspective and just like the names and the matchups that we could potentially see, I think it's my favorite section. Tsitsipas Musetti, fantastic. Shapovalov Rune, fantastic. Casper Ruud, Joe Wilfried Tsonga, love that matchup as well. There's just so many in this little section. Hercatch is in there as well. Lehechka Goffin, what a top matchup from two unseeded players. That one, really one to watch, I have to say. And Dan Evans, no one's done him any favours. Francisco Cerundolo, predominantly a grinding clay court player. We've had him on the podcast. Nice guy. Going to be tough. I'm going to be have my alliances torn down the middle there. Almino saying I could see Khachanov going a few rounds. It's possible. Let's have a look at this last bit. And this is obviously the one with the Russians in. So, interesting. Right. Let's have a little look at this. We got Cilic, Attila, Bilal. So Cilic is, I think Kecmanovic will be quite happy with his little section here down there, to be honest. Kasper's not the worst. Lexi's saying I like Kasper's one. Yeah, definitely. Right, here we go. So we've got Kecmanovic, Echeverri. If he gets past him, Echeverri is no given, but I still think it's a tough match. If he gets past him, then he could be on to like Bublik. I think he can do it. I think he can even beat Medvedev as well. I think he could even probably take out a Buster. I think Sinner, he'd probably quite fancy himself in this section as well. I think this is up for grabs. Really, really up for grabs, this section. Rublev could take it. Sinner could take it. Kecmanovic could take it. I really can't call it, I have to say. I think it's a real tight one. Maybe Yannick Sinner with the new sponsor. Maybe this is when he suddenly turns up. Maybe he's been so, I don't know, put under the cosh with crap draws throughout his last few slams that now finally he gets a breather and he can actually go and get deep into a grand slam. Let's move back to the start anyway, because it'd be interesting to see. Obviously, we could be seeing Rafa Wawrinka in the second round. I mean, what a matchup that one could well be. We've got the women's, which is being drawn at the moment. We will move straight over to that in a second. Let me know how you'd like me to do it. I can keep on talking about this one for now and some possible matchups, or I can move over to the women's. I'll have to start the other stream straight away. You let me know, guys. Right, so Rafa will be playing, potentially Wawrinka, potentially maybe Van der Zandschulp in there. That could be a banana skin for anybody. We got Felix in there. He might fancy his chances as well. Not the worst section. Rafa might be tired by the time he gets to him. Diego as well. Saw how well he did a couple of years ago. And Novak, I think that he'll definitely be fancying his chances and in this section. No doubt about it. Right. And we got Zverev there. Could be facing potentially Sebastian Baez or maybe Lajovic. Fekina, Talon, Griezmann. Be interesting if Fekina can do well in this tournament. Zverev might have worked out with Zverev there a little bit. Cam Norrie, not the worst draw in the world. But could we see Cam Norrie make a little run? Are we going to see Norrie Alcaraz again? It's quite possible. It is quite possible. Some real interesting ones. So Alcaraz could be playing, say, let's say Ramos Vinolas. Then after that, potentially maybe like a Korda, like we just said. Maybe a Norrie. Maybe Zverev in the quarterfinals. But I wouldn't put your house on Zverev. We have to wait and see. Remember, never beaten that top 10 player in the slam. So Alcaraz is now pushed into that top 10. So just come back to this other section here. I think we've been through this one already. So I'm quite excited. Hugo Gaston Dimonor is a real great matchup. I think this section, Tsitsipas got his work cut out, I tell you. Chapeau turns up. Rune maybe turns up. Casper Ruud as well. This is anybody's. I mean, Tsitsipas is going to have to play his A game to even just get out that first match. So I'm excited, but let's see what happens. I think I'm going to move over to the women's side now. If you guys can please come over and join me, I would really appreciate it, because that one's just kicking off just this second. I'm just going to ping the link into the live chat for you guys. If all 400 of you can join me for that one, it would be fantastic. And because they're nearly going to start announcing the seeds in that draw. I'm super excited for the men's one. I think it looks cracking. I'm a bit disappointed that Rafa and Novak are in the same quarter, but that was the fear. It was always the fear that Rafa and Novak were going to be pinned in to that same section. We'll just have to see how Rafa gets on before he even gets to that quarterfinal. Same goes for Novak as well. It's not a given. Everybody's looking past all of his opponents. He's got still some tough players in there. Nothing is a gimme with any of these, especially someone like Schwartzman as well. An interesting, very good clay court player, beating the likes of Rafa before. So anyway, yeah, I pinned that in there, or I pegged it in there. This is going to be the women's draw. Come over, join me for that one in literally 10 seconds. Come on, come over. Right, I'm starting the other stream now, guys. I'll see you in a little bit of a jiffy. But wow, what a draw. Exciting stuff.